Soccer fans in the United States will be spending the next month in soccer heaven. The U.S. doesn't play its first game until Monday. It's against the Czech Republic. We sent two of our reporters out this morning to see what was going on during today's first World Cup match.
I'm Robert Smith in New York City at the Sum Snyder Bavarian Beer Hall in the East Village. Soccer makes people do crazy things. For instance, we have German expats here who have been drinking beer for breakfast and eating this weird white sausage.
Weißwurst und Brezen.
What's that?
I don't know what it's made of, but it tastes amazing. Reminds me of back home.
Del Barco at the Casa de Fernando in a strip mall in Anaheim, not far from Disneyland. The Costa Ricans were here cheering for their team before breakfast. David Calderon is a manager and a singer here at Casa de Fernando. He explained that the Costa Ricans are known as ticos.
We go big, grande, granditico, small, chiquito, chiquitico. So we add that little tico at the end. So it just came about that they called us ticos. You know, any little thing, we add the tico at the end.
It's a diminutive.
Exactly.
In the 6th minute of the game, Germany scores, and the German expats here in New York go nuts. And then they start singing this song. I'm standing here next to Norbert Kraus. What do the words of the song mean?
It's a dose for relaxation and being friends.
But it sounds so competitive.
It might sound to a foreigner competitive, but for a German, it's completely different.
It was pandemonium here when the Costa Ricans scored a goal. They went crazy and started chanting, "Si se puede, it can be done," the old United Farm Workers rallying cry.
That shows our feeling that we have faith in our team. They're not just only representing soccer, but they're representing our culture and what we stand for.
What's your name?
Jonathan Avila.
Here in New York, the German fans are getting pretty excited. There's only a few seconds left in the game. It's getting way too loud in there. I need to come outside. The amazing thing about this is these fans will be back here tomorrow, the day after. There's an entire month of this. Volker Dietering, a webmaster and event planner, says 4 years ago during the World Cup, he didn't get anything done.
You think until the first game you can find some kind of strategy, but then the virus hits you and it's like having a flu that lasts for 4 weeks.
As everyone here says, there's plenty of time for sleeping and working after the World Cup finals in July. Outside the Sum Snyder Beer Garden in New York City, I'm Robert Smith.
Back here in Anaheim, despite the final score, Rafael Chinchilla said that Ticos played a good game, better than he thought they would.
Oh, we're playing great. Costa Rica's going to keep going.
And the other Latin American teams?
Oh, wow. Let's talk about Ecuador. Let's talk about Mexico. Mexico has a great team, too.
And Brazil.
That's the best. So Brazil, right? Great.
These Latin American immigrants say they're looking forward to the rest of the World Cup. Reporting from the Casa de Fernando in Anaheim, California, what might be the only Costa Rican nightclub restaurant in all of the United States, this is Mandalit del Barco, NPR News.